Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Tougher Love. Dear friends, if you ever needed convincing that Christ's love is not just syrupy sentiment, this gospel gives you more than enough proof. You see, on his journey to the cross, Christ is demanding of himself and demanding of us. He's very clear about what he expects from us. Following him, being a Christian, it's not just something we fit into our schedule. It is our schedule. Loving him is not an aspect of our life. It is our life. That doesn't mean let's all go live in a cave and pray all day. It does mean that every day we give our work, our leisure, our pain, and yes, our joy to Jesus. In return, he gives our life purpose. And without that purpose, well, we're just killing time and taking up space. The Jesus of this gospel is obviously not just some kindly live and let live flower child. When it comes to the love of God and neighbor, he's uncompromising. Shape up or ship out. That's his challenge to us. Jesus didn't go to the cross to populate heaven with couch potato Christians who'll get around to God when they find the time. You see, each one of us is here to make a positive difference, to be the face, the hands, the feet of Christ in the world. In us, Christ lives in the world. In him, we live in the certainty of salvation. Without actively living in him, without embracing his priorities, well, we're just like so many baptized pagans milling around, waiting for the grave. To illustrate the point, Jesus cites some pretty stark, even harsh examples, and none harsher than let the dead bury their own dead. Whether that message is literal or not, well, it's still open to debate. But the lesson is crystal clear. Building the kingdom of God is his priority, and it must be ours. The God of love is not to be trifled with. He's not buying the dog ate my homework excuses. He'll carry his cross, but we must carry ours. And despite the promise that his burden is light, it is rarely convenient to be a Christian. You see, we don't set the agenda. Jesus does. We don't pick who to love. Jesus does. We don't pick who to forgive. Jesus does. That's because Christianity is not some I'm okay, you're okay, feel good fad. It's our sole purpose ordained by God before all time. You see, Jesus isn't making suggestions. He's not giving helpful hints. His is the voice of God with a human face. That same voice that ordered the course of the cosmos is telling us exactly how to order our lives, how to love, how to give, how to forgive, and most importantly, how to be forgiven. My friends, clearly in this week's gospel, Jesus is not serving up a theoretical souffle to delight the theologians and the scholars. He's nourishing our souls with the basics, the sound, practical advice on what to expect from God and what God expects from us. And that's the spirit in which we receive this gospel. It's not charming ancient literature. It's an urgent wake-up call to make us think, to make us act, right here, right now. Specifically, what's this gospel telling us? Well, it's saying get your priorities straight. Build bridges, not walls. Reach out. Replace anger and resentment with acceptance and civility. Live the gospel. Don't just listen to it. Don't let another day go by without witnessing that the love of Christ lives in you. It's easier than you think. Take the first step. Commit to follow Jesus. Spend some quiet time with him. Become a channel of his peace. It's not just endless obligations. St. Paul tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. Enjoy yourself. Let his love wash over you. Embrace it, then share it. Squaring that admonition with this week's gospel is challenging, but oh, so infinitely rewarding. God doesn't want our grudging acquiescence. He wants our energetic, enthusiastic faith, hope, and love. And that's the labor of our lifetime. Yes, it takes practice. Yes, it takes prayer. Yes, it takes perseverance. But what a payoff. Mother Teresa captured that thought when she wrote, I found a paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. That's the drop everything, unqualified love that Christ calls for in this gospel. It's tougher love than tough love. It's the tender love of Christ. May we abide in it forever. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.